Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It is currently 94 in Fairfield. We're expecting a high around 95, probably get a little bit more than that today. Clear skies tonight, a low of 68. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Longtime Fairfield attorney Richard Cochran died Thursday afternoon at his home. He was 85. Mr. Cochran operated a successful private law practice in downtown Fairfield for many years and had many law partners over the years. His first law partner was Kelly Loy, followed by Joe Harrison, Don Garrison, Alice Jordan, Neil Laws Jr., Barry Vaughn, and Kevin Kakak. Harrison, Garrison, Jordan, Vaughn, and Kakak all went on to serve as judges. Judge Kakak's first job as an attorney was in Cochran's practice. I felt very lucky and blessed that I was able to start with Richard Cochran, Kakak said. He was an outstanding attorney and had a great legal mind. His moral compass was always on true north. During his early years as an attorney, Mr. Cochran was named a special prosecutor under Wayne County State's Attorney Bill Pierce. It was during that time that Mr. Cochran assisted in the murder trial of Blackie Harris for the 1964 brutal slayings of Jerry Merritt and Betty Newton in the Pond Creek Bottoms of Wayne County. After a three-week trial in October of 1965, Blackie Harris was found guilty of the Merritt and Newton slayings and was sentenced to 65 to 75 years in prison. He was paroled after 15 years from the Vienna Correctional Center in downstate Illinois and moved into a small mobile home of his niece in Elkhart, Kansas, where he died in 1988, just short of his 92nd birthday. Speaking about Cochran's service during the Harris trial, Kakak said Richard Cochran helped end a period of lawlessness in Wayne County. Mr. Cochran was interviewed extensively by noted author Taylor Pensenow for his 2010 book about the life of Blackie Harris, Deadly and Dapper. Pensenow said Mr. Cochran was unsparing of his time with me, and more than once he opened up his home to me for a very lengthy sit-down. Pensenow said, I think that he was the kind of individual that, as I saw it, was an icon of the bar in Illinois. He was just a very impressive individual. A few years ago, Mr. Cochran gave the keynote address at the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. During that speech, Mr. Cochran gave a chilling account of Blackie Harris's murderous life. Cochran said, at one point in time, talking to an FBI agent, he said, how many people do you know of that Charlie Harris has murdered? Cochran said, he answered without hesitation, 32 that I know of. Funeral services for Richard Cochran are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. WFIW News Time is 12:18.
Reset your watch to Island Time and kick back with the exotic taste of pineapple and mandarin orange or ruby red citrus palm breeze sparkling spirits from JJ's Package Store. Unwind with Smirnoff Ice Watermelon Mimosa, Coors Light Citrus Rattler, Samuel Adams Porch Rocker, or Mini Coronas, Miller Lights, or Natty Lights. It's like a tropical escape for your mouth. When you pour a glass of paradise from your festive occasion station, JJ's Package Store, West Delaware in Fairfield.
We have the latest furniture trends in florals, geometrics, Focal Hide, and 50 Shades of Gray at Rush Appliance. We have a queen-size black sleigh bed for only $3.99, the Duck Dynasty Camouflage Furniture Collection, LG TVs, the new Mini Max travel-friendly Big Green Egg, and more. Big Green Egg pet mitts, barbecue sauce, salt and pepper shakers, and accessories start at just $13. Come see our great selection of football, baseball, basketball, horse, and turquoise retro lamps, too, at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
An Albion teen entered a guilty plea in a shaken baby case. 19-year-old Danny C. Hines entered a guilty plea on Friday to a charge of aggravated battery of a child. Hines was arrested in June of this year following an investigation by Illinois State Police detectives and the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. According to a criminal information filed in the case, the victim, a 2-year-old boy, suffered multiple bone fractures after being shaken by Hines. The child was taken to an area hospital for treatment of his injuries and was subsequently released to relatives. According to court records, Hines will be sentenced on October 6th in Edwards County Circuit Court. The plea agreement calls for a sentencing cap of 16 years behind bars. Hines has been released from custody on his own recognizance pending sentencing. A resentencing investigation has also been ordered in the case. On Friday, the Mount Carmel Police Department arrested 45-year-old Frank L. Eaton of Albion. A Mount Carmel police officer stopped Eaton for a traffic violation. During the traffic stop, it was determined that Eaton had open alcohol in his vehicle. A search of Eaton and his property resulted in the arresting officer finding suspected methamphetamine, needles, cannabis, and a glass pipe. Eaton was placed under arrest and transported to the Wabash County Jail. Eaton was charged with possession of cannabis, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of hypodermic needles, and he was cited for illegal transportation of alcohol. At about 4 o'clock Thursday evening, Alan Draper went to the Fairfield Police Department to report that he had been in an altercation over the sale of a cell phone. Detective Justin Titzer determined that the altercation happened outside the city limits and called in Wayne County Sheriff's Deputy Josh Glisson. Draper told the officer that he had sold a cell phone to a Mary Tibbs, who later called him back saying she wanted her money back. The two arranged to meet at 3 a.m., and when Draper arrived at the scene, he was met by 28-year-old Dustin N. Robson, who, according to Draper, started beating him with a metal baseball bat. Robson then pulled him out of the vehicle and continued beating on Draper. Robson then began pulling things out of the car, which belonged to Alyssa Galbraith. When asked why it took him so long to report the incident, Draper told officers that he first went to the hospital and was waiting to be cleared by them. Deputies found Robson at a residence in Fairfield and took him to the sheriff's department for questioning. At the sheriff's office, Robson admitted to going out looking for Draper, but because he had not delivered the drugs for which he was paid. Robson said the cell phone was collateral for the drug deal, but that he had never found Draper. Robson has been charged with aggravated battery and vehicular invasion. An investigation into the stolen items from the car is ongoing. WFIW News Time is 12:22.
The First Financial Bank First Plus Debit Card is the convenient way to pay for things you buy every day. And you could win $100 just for using it. Now through September 12th, you'll automatically receive an entry in our First Plus Cashback Sweepstakes every time you make a purchase or pay a bill with your First Plus card. All entries go into our weekly random drawing for a $100 cash prize. Don't miss out on your chance to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win. See official rules at any First Financial Bank branch. Member FDIC.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're proud to continue expanding by offering podiatry services with Dr. Amy Reeder at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Dr. Reeder specializes in foot and ankle health, including skin conditions, peripheral neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, and bunion and hammerhead surgery. To schedule an appointment, call 618-988-6034. Dr. Reeder is an independently contracted physician, not an employee of HMA.
All through September, your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy is having a 1 cent sale. Select Good Neighbor Pharmacy brand products are buy one and get one for a penny. With products to take care of your family, this sale's too good to pass up. Good Neighbor Pharmacy, locally owned, locally operated, locally loved. Go to mygnp.com for participating locations.
Your Good Neighbor Pharmacy is Shoe Creek Pharmacy in Wayne City.
The 7th annual Wayne County Tractor Drive is set for Monday. The planned route for the drive will begin and end at Wabash Valley Service Company's plant in Sisney. Check-in will begin at 8 a.m. with a planned departure at 9. Pictures will be taken at the time of check-in. This year's route will travel north and east from Sisney. The group will have lunch at the Mount Airy Raritan Building at around 12:30. Lunch will be catered by Crystal's Country Cream. Tractors will return to Sisney at around 3 o'clock. And the complete route is 31 miles. Recognition will be given for the most original unrestored tractor, oldest tractor, youngest driver, and the driver who traveled the furthest to be at the event. The oldest driver will be recognized with the Earl Smith Memorial Award. Registration is $30. Fairfield City Council will meet Tuesday night in the council chambers of City Hall. During the meeting, aldermen we'll hear an update on the Side Channel Reservoir and the Wetlands Mitigation Project. Aldermen will also take up street closings for the FCHS Homecoming Parade and the Veterans Parade. They will also seek bids for a truck for the Water Department and sell a mower from the airport. Hats off to the working class is the theme of this year's Grayville Day celebration, which is running through tomorrow. see what's going on now. The Grayville Senior Citizen Center is still having their luncheon until 1 o'clock at the Senior Center. The parade is at 3 tonight. Entertainment tonight includes Back Pages at 6 and Bueller at 9 o'clock. Bueller is a 80s tribute band. On Sunday, a townwide church service will be held at the Wabash Theater at 10 a.m. Singles washer pitching contest will be held at 10 a.m. at the park with doubles at noon. Cornhole contest is from 2 to 4. Bessie Bingo at 4 o'clock tomorrow. That will be held at the depot. Wesley Gray Ministries will perform gospel music at 5, followed by the Ryan Daniel Band at 6:30, fireworks at 8:35, and the Duke Boys at 9. City of Fairfield Sewer Department will be smoke testing sanitary sewers throughout the city starting September 8th. Sewer Department employees will deliver flyers with information on the smoke testing and when it will occur in your area. If you have any questions, call the Sewer Department at 842-7015. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Local producers are paying $39 a barrel for crude oil. That's down 75 cents from yesterday. Turning now to area deaths, Dorothy Lucille Burgess, 89, of Flora, died Thursday at Salem Township Hospital in Salem. She had worked at the shoe factory and the dry cleaners. Dorothy is survived by four daughters, Linda McKinney of Xenia, Sandra Slover of Xenia, Peggy Ska of Hamel, Marcia Heipel of Iuka, one son, Rick Burgess of Iuka, 13 grandchildren, 27 great-grandchildren, and 17 great-great-grandchildren, one brother, John A. Delaney of Clay City, and two sisters, Margaret Perrine of Flora and Mary Frances Benson of Alney. Funeral services for Dorothy Burgess will be at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora with burial in the Mount Pleasant Cemetery at Orchardville. Visitation is from noon until the service time tomorrow at the Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorial donations can be given for the benefit of Dorothy's great-grandson, Traven Morton. 85-year-old Fairfield resident Richard Cochran died Thursday at his home. Arrangements for Richard Cochran are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. 69-year-old Belle Rive resident David L. Johnson died Wednesday near McLeansboro. Funeral arrangements for David L. Johnson are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. 81-year-old Lois LaVon Wheat of Wayne City, and formerly of Fairfield, died Wednesday at the McLeansboro Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Lois LaVon Wheat will be at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Fairfield First Baptist Church. Burial will be at the Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from 11 a.m. until the service time Tuesday at the church. The Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of all of the arrangements. 65-year-old Fairfield resident Johnny Lee Mac McClellan died Monday at his home. Funeral services are at 2 o'clock today at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home with visitation going on right now until the time of the service. Burial will be in the Maple Hill Cemetery and memorials can be made to the Good Samaritan Hospice. Seventy-five-year-old Grayville resident Richard Dick Keith Bunting died Sunday at Oakview Heights Continuous Care and Rehab Center in Mount Carmel. Visitation and funeral for Richard Dick Keith Bunting will be Sunday at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is from 11 a.m. until the funeral time at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Military rites and burial will be held at the Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Memorials can be made to the Grayville Senior Citizen Center and will be accepted at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time. Is 12:30. Steffi Home Furnishings' huge summer savings event is continuing this Labor Day weekend. Shop Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Monday, Labor Day, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a celebration of savings with huge discounts on name brand furniture and bedding, plus great free financing plans for qualified buyers and free delivery on most items for up to 60 miles. Don't miss this huge savings event this Labor Day weekend at Steffi's, south of Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon.
If you can't grow grass on it, pave it. Pave it with asphalt or concrete from Brent and Bill Edwards at O'Daniel Trucking. Call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate. A blacktop or cement driveway is not only visually satisfying, it also adds long-lasting value to your home or business. So for quality workmanship and materials and a problem-free driveway, walkway, garage floor, and more, call O'Daniel Trucking in Carmine at 382-5371 and visit odanieltrucking.com. If you can't grow grass on it, pave it.
Hey folks, it's summertime and that means you need good tires. That's why I go to Dan's Tire in Carmine. Not only does he have great prices, Dan's will rotate them free for you. Don't forget that Dan's will service your tire in the field or on the road. Dan is always ready to answer the phone and has someone standing by to take care of you. That's Dan's Tire, East Main, Carmine. 382-8944. For 24-hour service, call 382-8848.
The WFIW Fairfield area weather for today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 95. Clear skies tonight, a low of 68, and mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 92. Outlook for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, partly cloudy skies on Monday. Monday's high, 92 with a low of 70. Partly cloudy Tuesday. Tuesday's high, 90 with a low of 68. Scattered showers Wednesday. Wednesday's high, 85 with a low of 65. Yesterday in Fairfield, our high temperature was 98. The overnight low, 67. It's currently 94 in Fairfield. And reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.